Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be seeing that live tonight, Raising Hell, a new song from Kesha. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash tonight at the Masonic in San Francisco. I'll meet you there. There's still tickets. Listen, we're going to go last minute. No problem. We're partying. Vinny's going to be three Red Bulls deep by then.
I'm trying to conserve my energy right now.
Yeah. Sure.
For laters.
Well, you got to keep it calm so we can take a nap when we get home.
Right. You're not kidding.
Yeah. Listen, if you're going to the show tonight, please, if you would help us with our Toys for Tots drive, the Marines will be on site. And Fremont Bank is matching up to $5,000 in donations. So bring a new unwrapped toy or bring your checkbook.
I've been texting with my guys at Deluxe.
Yes.
The skateboards are built.
All right.
Just have to go pick them up and make the delivery, but those guys have always supported our Toys for Tots drive. So
yeah, Deluxe has come through year after year.
Doing any Christmas shopping and you need a skateboard, you can go to their shop on Market Street here in San Francisco or buy one of their brands, which is Real Crooked with a K, Anti-Hero. They do Thunder Trucks and they do Spitfire Wheels, among others. So
Right. Get
something they make.
Thanks, Deluxe.
Mm-hmm. They're
That's
awesome.
Nice. Specialized put together a bunch of bikes for us, too.
Yes.
Just, you know, multiple years in a row.
Another local company that has always supported us.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Organic Coup. Forget the leftovers. Come create a new tradition. Enjoy your clean eats at The Organic Coup. Be part of the organic revolution. It'll be the easiest decision you made all year.
So you're better then.
Too. I'm hungry.
Oh, good.
I'm definitely hungry.
All right.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how when you're sick, like you don't even care about food?
Just want to lay here.
You said Tomatina this morning. I was like, oh,
that sounds pretty good.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He yelled at Chris Pratt the other day. Not really yelled at him. But
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is the Guardians of the Galaxy guy.
Oh,
he was on Parks and Rec.
Married to Schwarzenegger's kid.
Right. Okay. He just married her. He used to be married to Anna Faris. So I guess Chris Pratt did some kind of photo shoot. Do you have the picture where he's like running on a treadmill or something? He's got a single-use plastic water bottle in his hand. And he, you know, as he's like, okay. So
single-use as in just a regular
little throwaway water bottle. And not a more environmentally friendly bottle. So Aquaman went on to Instagram and basically said, you know, way to go, dude. Don't use single-use plastic. Let me see if I can find the exact same thing. The exact thing he said. Bro, I love you. No single-use plastic. Come on. That's what he wrote. And the internet goes crazy. And they're pooping all over Chris Pratt.
For the plastic thing.
So Aquaman's like, uh-oh. You know, Jason Momoa. He took to Instagram to apologize to Chris for publicly shaming him. He wrote, at Chris Pratt, bro, you know my children and I are madly in love with you and love everything you do. I'm sorry this was received so badly today. Didn't mean for this to happen. Oops. He says, I'm just very passionate about this single-use plastic epidemic. The plastic water bottles have to stop. I hope you make reusable water bottle for Amazon so we can all purchase. You're an inspiration to many. I'm one of them. I'll send you a case of Mananalu. All my aloha, da Momoas. Here's a picture. I guess it's him and his kids and Chris Pratt all hugging on each other. Pratt said, oops. He said, Aquaman, you're completely right. Damn it. I always carry my big gallon-sized reusable water jug with me, too. I even had it that day. If I remember correctly, somebody threw that plastic bottle to me in the photo shoot because I didn't know what to do with my hands. Love you, too, buddy. My bad. I don't want your home of Atlantis covered in plastic. Hear that, kids? Reduce, reuse, recycle.
It's all you can do at that point, right?
It's adorable. Guy's like, oops, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bring the world of environmentalists down on your head. No single-use plastic. Come on. If you are a Taylor Swift fan, and I know we have a lot of those listening to the program.
I am.
Yeah, us included. She just announced that she is releasing a Christmas song and video tonight. I know. In her very cute little video announcing it, she asks her cats, Meredith, Benjamin, and Olivia, if she should release the song tonight. And they said yes. So tonight, apparently, we'll be getting a brand new song from Taylor Swift.
All right.
And a video. Speaking of videos, Lizzo, she's not shy about flaunting her curves, and she shouldn't be.
Neither is Jason Derulo.
No, his curves are very impressive, as are Lizzo's. I don't know.
They both make the news today for their curves.
Yeah. She captioned one of her posts, paint me like you French bitch. You know, trying to do like the whole Kate Winslet and Titanic thing, I guess. She's lounging on a couch. She's naked. Paint me like you French bitch. She is fully nude. She's posed sideways, sort of like on a couch. In all her glory, and her hair is draping down over her back, and you can't see anything crucial. You know, her arms and legs are in the way.
She's nude, though.
She is fully nude. She is usually showered in positive praise, but many fans thought she went too far, saying, Lizzo, I love you, but this hair ain't none of our business. Another wrote, I thought we agreed you would stop this, and a third said, couch smell like booty now. Anyway,
wow.
She and then people were taking shots from some of them. And they made them into, you can see, they took her butt or possibly her cleavage. I'm not sure, and made it Homer Simpson's mouth. Anyway, she is currently sitting pretty with 8 Grammy nominations, and she captioned a picture, "Kiss my ass, dope." That one, get it?
So
dope.
There are 3 pictures. Have you seen them?
No, I've only seen the one.
One here.
Oh, she's not naked in that one.
Oh, she's naked.
She's nude.
She's just covering
it
with all her hair.
Oh, that's all her hair.
In fact, you should be able to see more in that one than the other one.
Yeah.
And then there's a third one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Her hands are hanging in just the right place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's definitely flaunting what she's got. Good for her.
So why'd she do that, though?
I wanted to.
Okay. Just same reason Jason Derulo had to post his curves.
Sure.
You got to see this.
You got to see this. Hey, you guys, look over here. Check me out over here.
Do you ever feel the urge to post? You don't ever think, you know what, people need to see.
People
from
don't
me.
Need to see it.
You sure?
I'm really, actually, I'm glad I grew up when I did because I am so sure that there would be pictures that would come back to haunt me now. You know what I mean? Like, kids,
yes.
Be careful with what you put up there because the internet's forever. You know,
I can think of a couple actual paper photos that were taken, and that's the
that's
butt.
Another one. Yeah,
the
this
butt
is
one.
The butt one. I think this is
oh,
Homer
that's
Simpson.
Where they took it and made it Homer Simpson. She wrote dope.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That's adorable.
In the other 3, so
yeah.
Anyway, there's some paper photos that I remember seeing and going, and this was way back then, and just thinking. I never would want that to see.
And it would have. And everyone would have seen it. You'd have been the star of your school.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's tough. It's really hard to manage that whole thing. I'm really glad that I didn't, in my days of wildness, that there were no, there's barely any pictures, let alone pictures on Instagram.
I would
something.
Do
Holy
anything.
Crap.
I mean, I'm trying to think what I wouldn't do. I mean, I wouldn't kill somebody, but I would do anything to see video of you fronting your band Geneva in some club.
Oh.
When you're like,
I have
what?
Video of that.
You do?
Sure. I think so. I definitely have video of me in front of Joe Rockhead.
Why haven't...
I don't know. Why
have
would
you
I
seen
show
that?
You
I have
people?
Not. Is it
kidding
on
me?
VHS or...
No, we got it transferred. I
oh,
haven't.
So it's digital. You can just send it through
no,
email then.
No, I won't be doing that.
Why not? Why?
You've lived this long without it.
I said I'd do anything. What
yeah.
do you want?
Let me think something up. I'll think something
up. Can I watch
up.
It next time I'm over at the house?
Aren't we really busy when you come over?
Yeah, we are, like... but then we finish our stuff and then we
I
can
feel like we're too busy
a video
for that.
Or two. I'd like
Wouldn't
to see
you
that.
Like to see that?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. It's
I'd love to see the whole, hey, cute guy in the audience.
Oh, no, there's none of that on there, please.
How do you know there's none of that on there? Wasn't that your move every night?
No.
Hey, you.
No. What do you mean you. No?
Not you, the guy behind you.
Yeah. You, move over. Let me see that other guy. Hey, you guys, listen to this. So Billie Eilish,
yeah,
she is a big deal. I'm sure you're aware. Duh. Did it? So I guess they've been following her with cameras.
So she's doing some kind of behind the scenes.
They are. It's done apparently, and Apple just paid $25 million for it. This is a deal that they're saying she nears a deal with Apple TV Plus for a documentary. It's a $25 million price tag. The actual budget, they're saying, was between $1 and $2 million. It's been following her in the wake of the release of her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And it looks like they shopped it to a bunch of different people and a bidding war started. And it looks like Apple TV has it. So if you're into Billie Eilish and you want to watch just all this backstage footage and footage of her rise. I mean,
her music kind of has a dark side to it, but she seems really like her head screwed on straight. Mm-hmm. And she might even be, and I hate to use this word, but a decent role model for young women or kids in general.
She's interesting for sure. I mean, even just the way she dressed, she's like, I don't want to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard anything about her or from her that made me go, whoa,
right.
That's bad news.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that her music's dark. I read some article about her this morning where she was like, well, I'm just, you know, I guess that's just where I didn't mean to write dark songs.
I'm with her though. I think dark's cool. So yeah. Happy is, I like it.
Yeah.
But it's hard to pull off without coming off cheesy.
Or if you're not actually happy, you know, I'm so happy.
Like there's certain songs by Bob Marley that I can put up, you know, Could You Be Loved or Three Little Birds where you just go, I'm in the best mood now. That is awesome.
Yeah.
But not everybody pulls that off.
Right.
You know?
Definitely. I was thinking of Jason Mraz. He makes me happy. Jason Mraz.
He does?
Yeah, there's a couple songs by him that I'm just, that's sweet. Just makes me feel happy.
Did you just say that guy's name next to Bob Marley's name?
Yeah.
What?
I did. I'm just trying to think of stuff that makes me happy. Yeah.
No more.
It cannot wait. I'm yours.
And now you're playing it?
Makes me so happy.
I love Jason Mraz.
You're encouraging that?
It's my boy.
Mellow. Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah, I do like him a lot.
Is your boy.
Listen to that little shuffle come in. Yeah. I like it.
You guys are just messing with
me.
No,
I mean,
no.
It's a very happy.
Feel happy. Yeah. Oh, also Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy.
Oh, that one's fine.
You guys, stop it.
Congratulations. Dude,
been a rough week.
Save your energy.
You
should actually take me on today because I'm just going
to
let you win.
I don't have it in
You're
me.
Right. I did it just to piss you off. Have a look at this. Have a look at that. Emma Stone. Last I heard, Emma Stone was dating Andrew Garfield. And that's how long it's been since I thought about her love life. She's engaged. She's got, they call him her longtime boyfriend, Dave McCary.
Who is this guy?
He's an SNL writer. They've been dating for 2 years. I guess, you know, she hosted the show and met Dave McCary
backstage. Look at that weird look on his face.
He's like, yeah, I tricked her into it. And she's like, yeah, it's a small ring.
What?
He's an SNL writer. I'm just kidding. Just trying to think of what she's thinking.
You know,
it's very cute.
I do understand why people want to make a splash with the ring, but I also think that it needs, if you want to wear it, it needs to be wearable.
Right. It can't be ridiculous. It can't be something where if you should take a wrong turn down a dark alley, you're going to come out with one less finger.
Right.
Looks like these two started dating. I guess she hosted SNL at the end of 2016 and starred in the sketch, something called Wells for Boys, which he directed. But apparently it was a little while after that. Maybe she had to break up with Andrew Garfield first, I guess. I don't know. But they are together, and I don't see any kind of date for marrying. But they are engaged. They're affianced.
Good for them.
I know. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Nice.
It is nice. Stone Temple Pilots. 2020, album called Perdita. The second with their newer vocalist, Jeff Gutt. Or Goot. Is it Goot?
I don't know. G-U-T-T. I've never heard the guy sing.
Well, you're about to. Here we go.
Oh.
It's due February 7th, and the first single is called Fare Thee Well. I always feel bad for bands, you know, and like the lead singer flames the F out, and then, you know, they're like, but we still love making music.
Yeah.
We're still the Stone Temple Pilots.
Except that people know them and they made it with a certain person.
Right.
Blind Melon, I love those guys, and their singer died. It sucks that Stone Temple Pilots never got their guy back. He died out on the road in some, was it Vermont or somewhere? He was like in the bus and OD'd.
These guys are going to tour. They're doing, it's called An Evening with Stone Temple Pilots, and we have a date at the Herbst Theater.
What's weirder about
February 12th.
STP is their first replacement singer is also dead.
Oh, who is their first?
Chester. Well, they're...
Oh, right.
So Chester, they did an album with Chester, and it's actually excellent. Mm. I listen to it often. They're really good. I mean, it's not Weiland, but it's still really good. I haven't tried this guy yet.
Right. Anyway. Well, and it would remain to... You'd have to hear him doing the Stone Temple Pilots hits, too. Right.
You gotta be able to pull those off. I don't want to do that. Do you?
Not really.
Right.
Well, I suppose if we go to that show, we'll hear it. Will Smith, he got a colonoscopy as part of his, like, you know, adventures with Will Smith.
Right around when the day I did it.
Yeah. And they found a precancerous polyp. So they say, I think they told him, they're saying during the live recording of the procedure, doctors told him this is a precancerous polyp. And it shook him up. He said, I thought it was fun. I was going to vlog it, you know? So I was like, this would be cool. I'll vlog my colonoscopy. And let's do the final piece where the doctor tells me everything. And she was like, oh, yeah, we found a precancerous polyp. And he was like, that's not funny.
That happened to me, too.
Oh, they found a precancerous polyp?
I don't think it was. I don't know exactly what it was, but they said there's.
Tell me about your polyp.
They said there's something that we got out of your, out of you.
We're sending it out.
Yeah, I mean, when they're there, that they often deal with it. In fact, the nurse who was helping me with mine, as they were, I was getting wheeled in, was saying that she's been getting yearly or bi-yearly colonoscopies since her 20s because she always has a bunch of those that they have to
and they just
snip
trim
out.
Them off,
right?
Oh boy!
And so she's always been getting them done, and when they did mine. They said, we're going to send it out. It came back nothing.
Good.
But
thank
they
God.
Also said, we'll see you in 3 years instead of five.
Oh.
And I was like,
well, they got you on the schedule now.
Shoot. I don't want to come back
still,
in 3 years.
It's good news. I mean, you know.
Well, no.
It.
I mean, you're right. That's good news. But it's just, you know, well, shucks.
Shucks.
I got to come back
that's
sooner.
The word.
That's great.
And just quickly, I'll throw this last one in. The PETA's Person of the Year. Turns out it's not Moby. I was like, Moby got animal rights tattooed all over his vegan for life, you know, all this. And he's not the PETA
I don't know
person
what
of the year.
He's doing, man. That is so weird.
Give me attention. Joaquin Phoenix. PETA's Person of the Year.
Oh, cool. All right.
He's a staunch supporter of animal rights. He's been a vegan since the age of 3 when he saw a fish get caught and gutted on the deck of a ship.
Mm.
PETA says Joaquin Phoenix never misses an opportunity to turn the spotlight away from himself and onto animal plights and to set a great example walking the vegan walk. Other persons of the year winners include Pope Francis, Oprah Winfrey, really? Angelica Houston, Olivia Munn, Eva Mendes, Alicia Silverstone. I don't see Moby in this list. Moby's got to be up for it. Got animal rights on his arms, for God's sake.
You have to see it, too. You think
it's enormous.
It's down the whole arm. Spelt.
Animal, other arm, rights. And then just vegan and hard, like, capital hard letters on his neck.
Yeah.
He is serious.
Well.
Come on, PETA, take notice.
He made the news for the wrong reasons when he launched that book, and it seems like he's...
Yeah, I'm paying the price. PETA's like, mm-mm. Nah.
Wasn't right. it? Who was it? Nicole?
No, it was Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
And she was all, no.
We didn't have a relationship.
He was you a creepy old dude who hung around me.
Right. I'm going to tell you about your bad mood, also the upcoming football games and more after the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are creeping ever closer to Winterland, which is tonight at the Masonic. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. Meet you there. Tickets still available.
The nightmare you started on our texting machine over Jason Mraz. I cannot believe you did that.
Yes, Sarah.
What's wrong with Jason Mraz?
Nothing wrong with him, but you don't. It's just like you don't talk about Justin Bieber and Bob Marley. No. The greats are the greats. They're up here.
I wasn't trying to compare the two. Yep. You just said that, you know, you put those on and make you feel happy. I'm like, yeah, I feel that way like a Jason Mraz song comes on and it just improves my mood. That's all. I wasn't trying to say that they were the same or compare them. Just read
Vinny,
the texts.
Jason Mraz has a ton of talent, amazing vocal control and range, and knows how to write a song
hook.
Even his debut album was great. Check it out.
Mellow.
Vinny, man. Jason Mraz has a song about his daughter called Have It All. You should, you don't think I've
we
heard
know that,
that song?
Yeah.
That one, I was obsessed.
You should give it a listen.
That's an Alice obsession.
It will make you think of everything you want for Isla and Edie. Yes, I have. I actually.
You love that song.
No.
You actually said you liked that song.
When I first heard it, I was like, this guy.
I want you to have.
But the more
it
I listened
all.
To it, I thought, he is talking about his kid. That's
sure.
The only thing he could be doing.
What else could he be doing?
Vinny, Jason Mraz has the most electric spirit and raises the audience to a collective, blissful, happy place.
Oh, I should have thought of Michael Franti. Michael Franti makes me happy, too.
He does.
Happy music equals Franti right here.
Oh, funny. That just reminded me, like, you know, saying how fun the show is. Like, you just feel so happy at a Michael Franti show.
I heard Franti.
Franti.
On a fake milk ad.
Oh.
And it's the song he
like
wrote for his wife.
Or?
We're better.
Oh, better together? Better?
It's not better together.
No,
what is
life is better, better with you.
Yeah,
life is
better
with you.
On fake milk.
For fake milk.
All right. Way to go, Michael Franti.
I don't think it's that part, but. What just happened?
I'm not sure. There's clearly something happening out there. Are we being invaded?
I just had a chance to see my engineer that I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, and he ran away. He saw you and ran the hell away.
I wanted to run after him and say, hey!
Hey, we got some stuff going on
How
in here!
How about that clock, man?
How about that clock? It's 12:01.
All right. Well, anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download the free 3-day pass today.
All right.
24-Hour Fitness.
I'll do it.
Okay, so I have just a ton of stuff here. Oh, you know what I wanted to do first is the football games. There's a big game this weekend.
Oh my God, it actually hurts to do that.
There's a game tonight. It's the Cowboys versus the Bears.
Oh,
I'm going to be at Winterland going nuts. I'm not going anywhere near that football game. But the Niners are in New Orleans.
Ooh,
it's another huge game. So they played the Ravens. Now they got the Saints. And there's one more hard game next week. But anyway, that's a big one this weekend. Also, Kansas City's at New England.
Yep.
You hear the rumors your boy's leaving this year?
Which one of my boys?
Tommy
Belichick
is
or?
Moving to another team after this year.
Well.
Because he still wants to play.
You know, whatever.
Whatever?
I just, you know.
And
Tennessee. I think he should have retired, but can't say that at my house. Everyone flips the F out.
Oh, really? They want him out there still?
Well, I just really felt like, you know, there have been some prospects who've gone to other teams, hello Jimmy G, mm-hmm. that because he just insisted on playing. You know, which is fine. He, you know, they went to the Super Bowl last. I mean, it's great, but like it can't last forever. I don't want him to go to another team.
Well, look,
obviously, I don't want to taint his legacy.
The hardest decision of all times involved the best quarterback of all times, and that was when Joe Montana was here. He'd won the four Super Bowls. He was still wanted to play, but you know who his backup was? Steve Young, like one of the best players of all times.
Right.
And they couldn't keep both of them. So they made the hardest decision of all times and said, Joe, we're going to move Steve up, and you're going to have to retire. And he went, no,
I'll go
play in Kansas City. Yeah. Ridiculous to see him in a Kansas City uniform, but that looks like what it's headed for your guy.
I wonder where he'll go.
Some are saying the Chargers.
Oh.
There's rumors going around. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't retire.
I don't know either. And I mean, just to be able to retire without major injuries haunting you the rest of your life, like, dude, you're in your 40s. Like, what are you doing? These guys, they don't know anything but this, though. This is all he knows.
I doubt that's all he knows. He's got a hot supermodel wife.
Who he clearly doesn't want to be around. He wants to play football. She must be boring.
We wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year. 300 days a year.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, just waking up to an alarm will set you off. You know, you got to work to get out of that bad mood.
I don't feel that at all.
Yeah, it sucks.
Not even close to that number.
I would say, though, that I only wake up in a bad mood on the days that I wake up to the alarm. On a weekend, I'm in a pretty good mood.
The only time I'm in a bad mood is, like, for example, when you don't sleep that night and you've been, you know, sort of grinding on, oh, God, if I fell asleep right now, I'd get 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like,
I hate that.
And it's not even waking up. You've been up.
Yeah.
That's when I wake up in it. The rest of the time, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Usually once I get my coffee, my mood starts to improve.
According to a new study, we wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year. That's basically 5 or 6 days out of every week. Here's why. They say we wake up too cold, an average of 1.24 times a week.
No. Too cold?
Well, I mean, you're in California.
I guess. That's true.
You used to live in a place where they got real weather.
But then you'd have all your blankies on, and you'd be all so warm and cozy.
I don't know. You know,
could be too cold outside.
We
your
wake
bed.
Up too hot, an average of 1.74 times a
that
week.
That happens.
Some loud noise wakes us.
Oh, I hate that. Like, have you ever had the phone go off or something happens and then you're just like, all adrenalized,
yeah,
whatever it is.
I have had that happen.
Oh, my God. You can't get this one get back to sleep. Your heart's pounding. Oh, my God. What's happening? Oh, no. I'll never sleep again.
The study also found we only get 91 nights of full uninterrupted sleep per year.
Wow. That's not enough.
And even some of those nights,
to sleep,
we end up waking up in a bad mood.
Mm. That's terrible.
I get up to pee once a night.
What if you don't drink water for 2 hours before you go to bed and then just pee right before you go to bed?
I always need a sip of water, though. I'm thirsty. Mm. I don't know.
And so when you wake up, you don't just go, I can hold it.
No,
force yourself
no.
To go back
the
to
minute
bed.
I get up, go, and get back in bed.
Oh.
And I can get back to sleep usually if I don't,
like,
no
let
lights
yourself
get turned
wake up,
on.
Right?
I know my way through.
Yeah.
Sit
your way.
Instead
oh, you
of
sit,
stand.
Sure. You don't want to have to aim.
Back in.
Yep. Beep.
Yeah, I do the same.
Well, yeah, it's safer.
Right.
You don't want to pee in the trash can. You don't know.
I saved this for you because...
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I think I saved it for you. Let me know if I did this, Bryn.
We'll do.
Bryn was going through all my stories. Nope, they did that. Nope, they did that.
Doctors in Maryland recently placed someone in suspended animation for the first time ever.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like
everything.
They do for deep space travel in sci-fi
stasis.
Movies.
Put me in stasis.
In this case, it's for people with serious injuries who would die before doctors could save them.
Oh.
They replace your blood with ice-cold saline to cool your body down to about 50 degrees. Then they do surgery, get blood back into your body, and wake you up. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, don't you die from lack of oxygen? I don't get it. That's. I mean, it's incredible. You know, now they ice everybody when people take a bad hit in football. Like, that's become the new protocol. Like, they ice you down because it can actually prevent paralysis or what have you. Like, they're always made. So,
bringing the body temp down.
So I wonder if that's it. I mean, if they...
Swelling is
sure
part of the problem in everything.
Mm. I think it's amazing. I can't wait to hear more studies on it.
Astronomers
found
several types of sugar in meteorites that hit Earth.
Sugar.
Including
breeds life.
Ribose?
Mm. I'll go ribose.
Ribose. Mm. That's important because it's in our RNA, which carries out the instructions in our DNA.
Oh.
So now some experts think the building blocks of life may have arrived here on meteorites millions of years ago.
Landed here, just the right conditions.
And then Jesus took over and made everybody...
Oh, right, Jesus. I forgot about him.
Right.
Yeah. Say yes, nobody can.
Sorry, that wasn't Jesus. First it was God. God did that.
Right. Son of God is Jesus. Years later.
Yes. My bad.
Sure.
But right after the building blocks came, then God said, hey, I know what I'll do. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Career Builder talked to over 2,000 hiring managers and found the worst color you can wear to a job interview is?
Red.
Orange.
Oh, I love orange. Why is orange bad? You look like a pumpkin?
25% said orange makes you look more unprofessional than any other color.
Oh, I have this great, like, kind of hot orange blouse I wear sometimes. Hey.
You don't wear that.
Well, I don't wear it here.
Why not?
I don't wear any nice clothes here.
I know.
Yeah,
what's
tonight?
Your problem?
I got an orange blouse. It's not very Christmassy, though. It's more Halloween-y, isn't it?
It's fall.
Yeah.
Seasonal. Yeah, most professional sure color you can wear is blue. Black was a close second.
Yeah. Navy's always a safe choice, you know? Sharp.
Black is a color most associated with leadership. Blue makes you seem like a team player. Gray makes you seem logical or analytical. White makes you seem organized. Brown equals dependability. And red is a power color. But orange, you're some kind of DB.
I like orange. And some people can pull off orange. People with red hair shouldn't wear orange, though.
You don't think?
Mm-mm. Clashes with their orange
hair.
So
funny. You say stuff, people write in. I was saying, I had a friend who got a wetsuit. My friend Landon had bright red hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the store to get himself a wetsuit. This is when we were little kids. And he came back with a banana yellow wetsuit with red and blue sleeves.
Oh, so somebody had a good laugh at that.
And he looked
surf shop
like such a
cartoon
jive turkey.
Character.
Yes, I mean, it was so ridiculous.
And banana yellow.
Banana yellow.
I didn't even
red.
Know they came in other colors than black.
You know what? There was a time when the surf industry got super disco, the 80s.
I see.
And the backlash to that has been dial it all the way back. And color's never been allowed back in.
Mm.
But for a minute there in the 80s, there was a lot of day glow.
Oh. Well, it was the day glow decade.
Right.
I wonder if that's coming back.
Not in the surf industry. It's not. I'll tell you that.
You know?
Yeah, I think that the 80s are pretty hot in general. Well, Stranger Things was...
Sure.
In fact, you mentioned the kid, the...
Billy.
Bad guy in Stranger Things. That guy played the 80s perfectly.
He did.
With the bad perm.
I don't have his name right in front of me, but he was one of the most searched actors.
And the tight denim and the tucked in shirt.
Yeah. Doc Cray or something?
Button down is, you know.
Sure.
Please, you were there.
I was watching it.
No, I mean,
oh,
you were
mean
there
I
in the 80s.
Yeah.
You lived it.
He was very
80s. You had one different colored pumps.
Oh, I did.
Please show us that video.
The Cray Montgomery.
That's Billy from Stranger Things.
Back to your video.
Oh,
please
yeah.
show it
I'll
to us.
I'll see if I've got one.
You said you did.
Well, I know I have a Joe Rockhead one.
Let's see that.
That's not as good.
Well, then let's see Geneva.
I'll see if I have one. I have pictures. That might be it. In fact, I don't have any video.
I want to see you performing. I would do anything to like go back into that time.
Let me figure out what I want from you, since you'd do anything.
Fewer tourists are visiting America.
Oh.
New York City has been pushed out of the top 10 world destinations.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Kuala Lumpur comes in at 10. Istanbul comes in at 9. Delhi, Dubai, Paris, London, Singapore, Macau.
I don't know where that
is. Did I say that right?
M-A-C-A-O.
A-U.
Oh, no, I don't know where that is.
Isn't that the Philippines?
I guess. I don't know.
Bangkok and Hong Kong is the number one worldwide tourist destination. New York pushed out of the top 10.
Hong Kong, where that kid got caned that time? Remember years ago?
I don't think so. Bangkok might have been where. Hmm.
Or Singapore.
Singapore? I could have sworn it was.
Macau is in China.
Oh.
Oh, China.
All right.
I don't know anything about China. I had such high hopes for the China Olympics. Like, we were really going to get to see a lot in China and get to know more about them. And they didn't let anybody with cameras go anywhere.
You stay here.
Such a bummer.
Here's where it's all happening right there.
Anyway, New York City remains America's top destination, ranked at 11th internationally. Miami was 29th. L.A. 33rd. Vegas 38th.
Mm.
We're not even on the list.
That's all ridiculous. Right.
I think
amazing.
We're like in the 70s or something like
that.
Boy. Boo.
Well.
Got to step our game up, San Francisco.
It's a little pricey.
It is expensive.
It's not what it used to be either out there on the streets. It's a tough walk.
Watch your step. Oops.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm right there with you, Vinny. Jason Mraz, WTF. I don't hate the guy, but I just...
I was
surprised
to compare them. I just, you know, you're saying what music makes you happy. And I was like, oh. I do like the bounce of a...
Vinny,
Jason
I saw
Mraz.
My first Jason Mraz show last year, and I found it to be one of the best shows I've ever been to. John Belushi should walk up and smash this guy's guitar into the wall and walk away.
Oh,
don't say that.
Hand his broken guitar back.
Like, didn't he do that in Animal House?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Me, open up your
eyes. Chris Pratt's bro is a cop in Fairfield in the Bay Area, my hometown.
Oh.
Hey, Chris Pratt's bro.
Hey there.
Thanks for fighting crime.
Yeah. A real life hero.
What's the name of the skateboard place? I missed it. Deluxe is a company that makes skateboards, and they've made wonderful donations to our Toys for Tots drive. They also have a skateboard shop where they sell stuff on Market, which you can go to and buy for Christmas.
An actual brick and mortar.
Yes, exactly right. And I want to, while we're mentioning Deluxe, mention Specialized also came through again this year. Another local company,
thanks to
Specialized
both of them.
Bikes.
They've helped us out for years with the Toys for
So
Tots.
If you're considering a bike purchase for the holidays, consider Specialized because they do good stuff around here
they
for
sure
us.
Do.
So it's nice to pay them back with that. Sarah's back!
I'm back.
Says this
I'm 90%
person.
Back. I'm very Dayquiled today. You got to forgive me.
Nice, Sarah.
What am I, Nyquiled? Dayquiled.
You're Dayquiled, yeah.
Yeah. What am I again?
The company of NyQuil, though, you know.
Right.
Thanks, Sarah, for jumping in there when Vinny read that bit about pasteurized milk. I'm a fourth-generation dairyman up in Petaluma.
Luma.
Is it dairyman or dairyman?
I don't know what the proper term is.
Text that to me, please.
Dairy person.
Dairy person in Petaluma. And I've drank raw milk my entire life. It's perfectly safe.
Well, right out of the teat, it is perfect. I mean, don't put it in a cup and leave it in the sun for 3 hours.
Did you dump that?
I didn't.
She
know.
Can say that, huh?
That's out of the udder.
Do I just have to say it weird in order to be able to say it?
It can't be sexualized. There's nothing sexy about a cow. So I feel pretty safe saying you can drink milk straight from the teat.
She did it again.
Because I'm talking about a cow. Oh, my God. I'm too exhausted for this.
Jared Leto was excellent in Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh,
that's right.
Yep. There's one.
That's the one with the alarming weight loss.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll read more text on the other side of these. Hang out. Pendability in red is a power color.
Oh, red.
But orange. You're some kind of DB.
I like orange. Some people can pull off orange. People with red hair shouldn't wear orange, though.
You don't think?
Mm-mm. Clashes with their orange
so
hair.
So funny. You say stuff. People write in. So I was saying, I had a friend who got a wetsuit. My friend Landon had bright red hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the store to get himself a wetsuit. This is when we were little kids. And he came back with a banana yellow wetsuit with red and blue sleeves.
Oh, so somebody had a good laugh at that.
And he looked
surf shop
like such a
jive
turkey. Yes, I mean, it was so ridiculous.
And banana yellow.
Banana yellow.
I didn't even
red.
Know they came in other colors than black.
You know what? There was a time when the surf industry got super disco, the 80s.
I see.
And the backlash to that has been dial it all the way back. And color's never been allowed back in.
Mm.
But for a minute there in the 80s, there was a lot of day glow.
Oh. Well, it was the day glow decade.
Right.
I wonder if that's coming back.
Not in the surf industry. It's not. I'll tell you that.
Though, you know?
Yeah, I think that the 80s are pretty hot
in
general. Well, Stranger Things was...
Sure.
In fact, you mentioned the kid, the...
Billy.
Bad guy in Stranger Things. That guy played the 80s perfectly.
He did.
With the bad perm.
I don't have his name right in front of me, but he was one of the most searched actors.
And the tight denim and the tucked in shirt.
Yeah. Ducray or
button
something?
Button down his... You know.
Sure.
Please, you were there.
I was watching it.
No, I mean, you were there in the 80s. You lived it.
It was very 80s.
You had one different colored pumps.
Oh, I did.
Please show us that video.
The Cray Montgomery.
That's Billy from Stranger Things.
Back to your video.
Oh,
please show it to us.
I'll see if I've got one.
You said you did.
Well, I know I have a Joe Rackhead one.
Let's see that.
That's not as good.
Well, then let's see Geneva.
I'll see if I have one. I have pictures. That might be it. In fact, I probably don't. In fact, I don't have any video.
I want to see you performing. I would do anything to like go back into that time.
Let me figure out what I want from you, since you'd do anything.
Fewer tourists are visiting America.
Oh.
New York City has been pushed out of the top 10 world destinations.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Kuala Lumpur comes in at 10. Istanbul comes in at 9. Delhi, Dubai, Paris, London, Singapore, Macau?
I don't know where that
is. Did I say that right?
M-A-C-A-O?
A-U.
Oh, no, I don't know where that is.
Isn't that the Philippines?
I guess. I don't know.
Bangkok and Hong Kong is the number one...
Oh, Hong Kong.
...worldwide tourist destination. New York pushed out of the top 10.
Hong Kong where that kid got caned that time? Remember years ago?
I don't think so. Bangkok might have been where.
Hmm.
Or Singapore.
Singapore? I could have sworn it was...
Macau is in China.
Oh,
China.
All right.
I don't know anything about China. I had such high hopes for the China Olympics. Like, we were really going to get to see a lot in China and get to know more about them. And they didn't let anybody with cameras go anywhere.
You stay here.
Such a bummer.
Here's where it's all happening right there.
Anyway, New York City remains America's top destination, ranked at 11th internationally. Miami was 29th, LA 33rd, Vegas 38th.
Mm.
We're not even on the list.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
I think
we're like in the 70s or something like
that. Oh, boy.
Boo.
Well.
Got to step our game up, San Francisco.
It's a little pricey.
It is expensive.
It's not what it used to be either out there on the streets. It's a tough walk.
Watch your step. Oops.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm right there with you, Vinny. Jason Mraz, WTF. I don't hate the guy, but I just...
I
was surprised
to compare them. I just, you know, you were saying what music makes you happy. And I was like, oh. I do like the bounce of a...
Vinny,
Jason
I saw
Mraz.
My first Jason Mraz show last year, and I found it to be one of the best shows I've ever been to. John Belushi should walk up and smash this guy's guitar into the wall and walk away.
Oh,
don't say that.
Hand his broken guitar back.
Like, didn't he do that in Animal House?
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Me.
Chris Pratt's bro is a cop in Fairfield in the Bay Area, my hometown.
Oh.
Hey, Chris Pratt's bro.
Hey there.
Thanks for fighting crime.
Yeah. A real life hero.
What's the name of the skateboard place? I missed it. Deluxe is a company that makes skateboards, and they've made wonderful donations to our Toys for Tots drive. They also have a skateboard shop where they sell stuff on Market, which you can go to and buy for Christmas.
An actual brick and mortar.
Yes, yeah. Exactly right. And I want to, while we're mentioning Deluxe, mention Specialized also came through again this year. Another local company, Specialized Bikes.
They've helped us out for years with the Toys for Tots.
So if you're considering a bike purchase for the holidays, consider Specialized because they do good stuff around here for us. So it's nice to pay them back with that. Sarah's back!
I'm back.
Says this
I'm 90% back. I'm very Dayquiled today. You got to forgive me.
Nice, Sarah.
What am I, Nyquiled? Dayquiled.
You're Dayquiled, yeah.
Yeah. What am I again?
The company of NyQuil, though. You know.
Right.
Thanks, Sarah, for jumping in there when Vinny read that bit about pasteurized milk. I'm a fourth-generation dairyman up in Petaluma.
Luma.
Is it dairyman or dairyman?
I don't know what the proper term is.
Text that to me, please.
Dairy but person?
Dairy person in Petaluma. And I've drank raw milk my entire life. It's perfectly safe.
Well, right out of the teat, it is perfect. I mean, don't put it in a cup and leave it in the sun for 3 hours.
Did you dump that?
I didn't.
She
know.
Can say that, huh?
That's out of the udder.
Do I just have to say it weird in order to be able to say it?
It can't be sexualized. There's nothing sexy about a cow. So I feel pretty safe saying you can drink milk straight from the teat.
She did it again.
Because I'm talking about a cow. Oh, my God. I'm too exhausted for this.
Jared Leto was excellent in Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, that's
right.
Yep. There's one.
That's the one with the alarming weight loss.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll read more texts on the other side of these. Hang out.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.